We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello.
There we go.
Welcome in. We didn't click on the wrong video. You clicked on the wrong video.
Yeah.
Abs.
Let's go.
Now hang on a minute. We just witnessed what was maybe one of the most dominant performances in the Stanley Cup Finals ever, but the Colorado Mammoth just won a championship
tonight.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's go, Mammoth.
Let's go.
Let's go, Mammoth.
Abs Brothers in Ball Arena. Taking home the champs, the Avs dominating. All is good in the world right now. We are brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boost every single day. We got a pick of the week for you today.
Dude.
Look, if you want the safe money, the pick of the week is Cale Makar for Conn Smythe. If you want the risky money, the pick of the week.
I think the safe money would have been Colorado when they were at negative 200,000.
Yeah, maybe.
Entering the third period.
Maybe. But if you want some risky money, there was a little conversation. There was some floating around up here about Val Nichushkin for Conn Smythe. Maybe. You know? Have a little fun with it.
Too early. We're not
either
doing
way,
it.
Go over to DraftKings. Use code DNBR when you sign up for a new account.
I refuse to have this conversation.
If you bet $5 with a new account on the Stanley Cup Finals, you get $100 in free bets, no matter what. So jump on that. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. Of course, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right. Let's get into this bad boy. Avs are pretty good at hockey, it turns out.
Can we start with that Mark Messier quote?
Let's start there.
Let's go. Mark Messier after the game. Fuck, I should go find it.
Word for word,
I want to quote it accurately.
To lead into what he's about to say, there have been only one other game that was a bigger shutout in the Cup Finals. That was Pittsburgh over the North Stars, 8-0. And the last time someone shut out someone in the Cup Finals, 7-0, was 1919. Literally 103 years ago. So it's been a minute.
So that was the most dominant, best team game performance I've ever seen in my lifetime, says the guy who was the captain of the 80s Oilers dynasty.
Yep.
Not bad.
So he's seen a few dominant performances in his lifetime, and he watched that and thought, yeah, that's better. That's better.
And this is, I want to start this off by, let's not discredit how good the Tampa Bay Lightning are.
Let's start it off with a 60-second rundown.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Who's taking it, me?
Rudo, it's
me?
Your turn.
All right.
The real question is in this 60-second rundown, can you accurately get all of the Avalanche goals in order?
No. Absolutely.
That is your challenge.
The
that...
The there is no
cheat hole.
Could you do it?
No.
Can you list every penalty in the third period? What am I waiting?
Like, are we getting a clock timer up? What are we doing?
Updating it. Timer up. Let's go.
I literally just reloaded it and more came in.
Me.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Look, the Avs dropped the hammer from minute 1 to minute 60 tonight. It was never even remotely close, this game. They were never in the same universe in this hockey game. They dropped 3 goals in the first period alone, and they never looked back. We started off with, obviously, Valanciunas. We'll talk more about him as the night goes on. But an unbelievably good play where Nichushkin finds space, gets the goal in. You follow it up, Avs defense. Josh Manson jumps in on the 2-on-1. Oh, wow, Tampa can't handle that. Shocking. You follow it up, Andrei Burakovsky, just a little rebound action. He's got the quick reactions, makes it happen. I don't have enough time. So, second period, the Avs score 2 more goals. Valanciunas, he goes off again because why? He's Valanciunas. You can't stop him. And then Dad shows up. Darren Helm Dad. Says, I want to get on this action, son. And snipes on Andrei Vasilevskiy. And then the third
go,
period
go, 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 go.
Was the Kale McCarr show with 2 goals.
Oh, there it is.
Woo! Got it.
Yeah! A perfect time to do winner shots.
Dr. Right Dubs.
Oh, Dr. Dubs is in the house.
I'm fucking coming in.
Cheers. Cheers all the way around.
Hey, cheers.
Let's go, baby.
All right.
He remains undefeated.
Let's go.
Means it stays on, right?
For the rest. To the end.
For a team that's 14-2, come on.
But also.
But no, Dad? Get out of here.
Darren Helm.
The low key acquisition goal. Manson, Helm.
All right. So let's wind it back in here because.
I did look at the heat maps. That's why my brain looked like it was broken to start the show.
Yeah.
Oh, we got him
we'll,
over.
We'll show him. Yeah. I mean, sure. Do you have him ready, Yaya, or no? Heat map.
Look in the Avalanche Slack.
Yeah. And just laugh. Just have a giggle at Tampa's side of this. I mean, what in the world is this, that heat map?
That's what it would look like if I got a gun and went to a shooting range and shot at a target.
It looks like the
that's me
of
playing
a body
bingo because I can't hear
point.
Anything that's going on at the bingo hall. What'd you say?
Oh, the outline of a body. If the head starts at the point,
his arms like, fully up.
A chalk outline.
It is. His arms are all the way out. You're right.
I love it. Obviously, like I think that sums up the domination.
My favorite is the one behind the net.
And that was this game at 5-on-5. That chart right there is how ridiculously dominant.
So dumb.
The Avs were and. There was a lot of talk leading into this game about how Tampa was going to respond. They're going to have answers.
Still waiting.
Yeah, there were no answers for Tampa tonight.
Take all the questions that you had from before game 2, fast forward to them, to game 3. Because the Avs did the same thing they did in game 1.
Yep.
Turned up a few notches. And Tampa Bay did the same thing that they did in game 1 without the second period. And turned down a few notches. And everything that was bad about Tampa's game 1 got worse. Everything that was good about Colorado's game 1 stayed pretty much the same, except their finishing was even better. Pretty funny given the guy that they're facing in net.
Supposedly the best goalie in the world.
They made him look very human.
They did. More than human, I would argue. I want to start on the Avs side with this second line.
Yes. Yes. This is a great place to start.
Because this
is... Valanciunas was sick tonight, but yes.
Yeah, we'll get to Val.
Yes.
But this second line, which had never been together before game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals...
I'm sure they had like...
odd shifts here and there, but...
I'm sure if I went and looked up line mate data from the year, Burakovsky, Compher, and Rantanen would have had like 7 minutes together.
Yeah, sure. Not a lot.
Do you think this just makes everyone kind of just hush up about the whole Jared Bednar? There's like this like weird subsection of Avalanche fans that just want him gone.
It should, but those people have been convinced for a long time that he doesn't know what he's doing, and all of the success will be given to the players. Those are unserious people who should not be taken seriously in any way, shape, or form, and should be ignored at all turns. All
right.
They don't know what they're talking about. They're stupid. Block them, and everybody can forget they exist.
I like
you can,
it.
You can either figure out at some point how wrong you were and admit it.
Yeah.
Or you could continue to believe that he doesn't know what he's doing and be a fucking moron. Those are your options. Those are your options.
Hard to argue with that, given they're in the cup finals. They just dropped Tampa 7-0. And again, that second line was unbelievable tonight. Mikko Rantanen, 3 points. Andre Burakovsky, a goal and assist.
In half the game.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't play the second half of the game. I don't know what more Bednar can do to prove to you that he's not a mad genius. Like, it's crazy. And
it's certainly, like, what he's doing right now is working.
Yes.
And, like, and you can't just expect what, like he puts that line together and it works to that level.
Of course not.
Even he, to a man, would be like, wow.
I mean, I thought it was going to be good, but damn.
Jesus, that went really well.
And look, all the credit in the world to Bednar.
But this is why we say the coaching stops and playing begins.
And
he put them together, and now it's on them to figure it out.
And it starts with, you have seen the moose. Through 2 games of this series, you've gotten the moose.
I would say you're talking the last 6 games he's played.
It's been on the
You're up, a yeah. lot more comfortable with Mikko Rantanen.
Yep.
And yeah, you want to get into it? Somebody with a different opinion is stupid. Somebody who thinks Jared Bednar should be fired is stupid. Yes. Yes.
I'm on TV.
Two wins
from
winning the Stanley Cup. What the fuck are we talking about?
Yep. No argument. I won't hear any argument.
I've seen it as recent as yesterday. So just wanted to bring it up.
In any case, you have the moose. You have the all-world play from Burakovsky in this hockey. And
Burakovsky, like, we're going to talk about Nuke and stuff. But
yeah,
like,
we'll get there.
Burakovsky, it's going to get lost in what an insane game everybody had. But an awesome pass to Nichushkin.
Great play.
Through
that
the scene.
That was a beautiful read from both players to one another.
Yeah. No, like, they each make a great play there. And like, Nichushkin, a great job getting into space and a great touch to finish it and all that. But Burakovsky just hanging out. Waits for it to open up, and then a picture perfect through the seam.
I think.
Where there's, like,
and
just
Berkey
a...
And grants them access to even enter the zone because of his speed.
Yep.
And that's something that he can do well, and it came in handy.
And another thing that won't be talked about, Berkey was excellent on the entries tonight, especially on the power play.
He was so good at it.
And I think most importantly is Berkey scoring the third goal of the game for the Avs the way he scored it.
Going to the net.
Yes. It's not the, oh, you think of Burakovsky, you think he probably shot it bar down from 20 feet out. No. The Avs showed up on every shift in this hockey game and said, Tampa, we're just going to work harder than you.
That third goal, it's a great, that line, again, just outworks.
Yep.
Mikko Rantanen on the entry just outworks guys. Comes in and then with the shot, and then Berkey just goes to the net and picks up the rebound. They're allowed to defend that. They just didn't.
Yep.
They just didn't, and Vasi kicks it right out to him.
Well, and the difference you saw, right, is like, you look at what was going on for the Avalanche, there was not a lot of rebounds coming out. Kemper was on his game. He was, you know, they tested him a few times, like we laughed about the shot chart, right?
But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whatever came at him, he just basically shut down. There was nothing else to do with that.
He put one of these on the scoreboard.
Yep.
All right?
Look, the counter argument is that he didn't have to do much.
He no. didn't.
Great. But wasn't the point is that I don't trust him on any shot on goal at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. And look. Through 2 games, Darcy Kemper has outplayed Andrei Vasilevskiy.
Cleanly.
Now,
1.00 tonight.
Quality and quantity are obviously going against Vasi.
Yeah.
That's not Darcy Kemper's fault.
No.
Too
Darcy
bad.
Kemper can only face the shots that come his way.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the conversation about why Kemper why Kemper could not get the job done is because he had to be a high-volume goaltender.
Yep.
He couldn't be a guy that just saw 20 shots in a game and got them done.
Well,
because he got bored, and he couldn't stay focused, and he couldn't stay sharp. Well, now the guy has a shutout. And, like, he's not the story tonight.
Of course not, but he gets a shutout. He literally couldn't play better in this hockey game.
There was no war. There's nothing more that you can ask him to do in that game.
Yep.
He didn't do a thing. How many shots did they have on goal? Not many. But if every one of those shots goes in, the Avs lose handily.
We asked it after period one, period two, and period three of this hockey game. Honestly, what do the Avs do better?
What do they do better? I mean, we should do most of this pod from what can Tampa Bay do
to prevent this or get something
to not
going the
do
other
this
way
again? Yeah. Because we
talked about this a little bit on the watch along too. Is like the Lightning showed them different looks, trying to figure out something that would slow down the Avalanche. It wasn't happening.
It don't work.
No matter what they did.
And this is still without Nazem Kadri, if he ever does return.
There you go.
Yep. And they held Nathan MacKinnon to 1 point, I believe. So that's a player that I still expect is a dam just waiting to break through. I don't know that there are many answers for Tampa.
And, like, even beyond MacKinnon, Landy had two S-tier chances that
finish.
He didn't
yeah.
finish in this game, and the Avs still won 7-0. It's the Avs were just dominant.
Truly dominant. Even when the game gets out of hand.
Yep.
And the Avs are like, they can sit back and they can hang out and they can do whatever. They don't.
You're jumping ahead here, but it's 5-0, and Cale Makar's like, you know, I think I'll create a 2-on-1 on shorthanded.
It's 5-0, and Cale Makar becomes part of the series.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's genuinely ridiculous. So, I don't. If you don't come away from this game with anything but, that's the best the Avs can play, and no one can touch them when they play like that.
That's the A game.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, defensively, it's funny because after game one, there were a lot of non-Colorado people who were like, well, that's the best the Avs can play, and they only won in overtime. So I think this makes me feel even better about my Lightning pick.
Nope.
How do you feel now? Like, obviously, this is still Tampa Bay.
Of course.
And I'm not a believer in game-to-game momentum. They're still going to be those guys when you get back to Florida. But this was an opportunity for them to even the series.
And they got crushed.
The Avs didn't come within 10,000 miles of staring down the barrel of a 1-1 series.
Nope. And look, 100% right. No one's kidding themselves. The Avs know the job's not done.
Yeah.
Everyone saw Tampa come back from 2-0.
The parade is not tomorrow.
No. Everyone saw Tampa come back against the Rangers, down 2 in that series. It's far from done. But you feel infinitely better about 2-0 than you do about 1-1.
We mentioned in the pregame. Now, every ounce of that pressure is on Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Yep.
All of it shifts to Tampa Bay's shoulders. It was on Colorado's shoulders because they were the contender. Can they take it away from the champs? Can they protect home ice? All Tampa had to do was split, and they were
in the driver's seat.
Yep. Of the series.
Yep.
Not only do they not split, but they come out of Colorado, and they come out of Colorado with one good period played.
Yep.
They played
period two of game one. Is the only
they played
one.
6 1/4 periods, 6 1/2 minutes.
Yep.
And they came out thinking we had one good 20 minutes. And inside that 20 minutes, we had one good 60 seconds.
Honestly, yeah.
After that, you're looking at the rest of the series as them getting dictated. Everything has been dictated for them. They have been in control of nothing. They have responded to everything. They have watched Colorado take it to them over and over and over and over and over.
Yep.
And I could add a couple more overs because I don't think I got to 7.
I want to reiterate that this is one of the most dominant games in Stanley Cup history.
History. Yeah. Now, that doesn't win them a cup.
It doesn't.
But it wins them one of the four games necessary.
Yep. Exactly right. We are brought to you by Evoca TV. If you want to watch the dominance here in the Denver metro area, they have ABC. They have the national channels. Go to evoca.tv. That's EVOCA.TV to get signed up today. With code DNVR, you can get just $15 a month for the first 3 months. That way. Do it that way. You can also get it for $25 a month for forever. It's got altitude. It's got AT&T Sportsnet. So it has literally all of the sports
also
in Denver covered. Yes, we are live right now on
Evoca
TV.
TV. You can watch us on your TV.
It's that easy. You just flip it over from the game to us. Let's go. Check out Evoca today. We're also brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNBR. Just gave away a mini air hockey table from them today at
so
the bar.
Awesome.
The thing was dope. They're dope. They have the best beer ever, if you're asking me. They also, if oh yeah, look at that. We sponsored them on the pom-poms. They're sick. If there's a game five, they will be giving tickets away to that.
I'm holding you.
You're giving me so much shit. And you come out and make an absolute fool of yourself. Go check out Breck Brew. Go to breckbrew.com. You can get all of their stuff. P.S. Abs hit two for a brew again tonight.
Yep.
Free beer on Breck.
Two for two.
Two for two in the finals so far.
Happy birthday, Allie!
I have two questions.
Okay.
Is it time or are you done with your ads?
It's time.
Okay. One, how is Gemini season affecting this, Megan?
Stop.
Because, all right. It's my birthday month for everyone saying happy birthday. All right. Yes, it is my birthday month. But I mean, come on.
Let me tell you, I'm stealing this from you. Saturn is in retrograde, and that means that all the fucking rings that they have don't matter.
Okay.
So here's how I feel about it. Look.
But I was asking Megan.
Sorry.
Oh, fine. Fine.
First, I was asking Megan.
To be honest, I don't know, other than I expect fellow Geminis to thrive under Gemini season, and Bo Byram is a Gemini.
There
so.
We go. I mean, late night in the middle of June.
I wonder if they should have Glass Animals do a special concert if they do
that
the darn thing.
That would be amazing. Okay, you can give your take.
I was just
going
to say, so Gemini, two sides.
Yes.
Duplicitous.
Time for the cup to switch sides.
Yes. You'll love to see it.
Simple math, really, Chad.
Okay, second question, more like a statement. The Lightning looked shook. Shook.
Yeah, we'll
the
get
way
there.
They were playing, the way they were responding, the way they were acting. Oh my God, they're scared.
What?
They are scared. I don't care the history, the experience, whatever the fuck. They are scared of this Avalanche team, and I will leave with that. Go ahead.
That was not a question, but thank you.
So, I think
she started off with a question.
What was really what's interesting about Allie's point, something we were going to get to eventually, but the way that in the series against St. Louis, it was, well, they've got championship medal, they've got championship experience, they're so poised, they keep their composure, and we watched Nazem Kadri
cause them a
down
melt the fuck down
an
yeah.
entire city
yep.
in the span of about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
He took them from big chest thumpers to we're in trouble. Yeah. And they melted down. And it was David Perron. It started at the top of their roster. David Perron. Tonight, Tampa Bay. It starts at the top of their roster. When it was when I was shouting at the end of the first period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
They're up 3-0, and Steven Stamkos stands in front of Darcy Kemper as the Avs are breaking the puck out with like 8 seconds left in the period or whatever. And he just starts slashing everybody. Everybody that's near him, he just starts whacking with the stick. Well,
and it goes all the way down, right?
It goes all the way down. They end up with an offensive zone faceoff that does not matter because they lose it. And but you just, that was the beginning. Well, the cracks are showing.
Maroon, Perry, Palat. Everyone on Tampa follows that lead.
Right. It started with Stamkos at the end of the first being more interested in just hitting dudes with his stick than playing.
Yeah.
And that's at the end of the first.
Yep.
When it's 3-0. This isn't 6-0 where you're just like, well, this is what happens. This is still a game. And they only got worse from there.
Yep.
As the Avs scored again, and then they get another one. It's more of it. Now Corey Perry is randomly wrestling JT Compher. None of us know why. And then all of us get upset because at the end of the wrestle...
That bullshit knee, the end.
The end of the wrestling match, they separate them. They've got the linesman and everything. And he knowingly just goes and he kneels on the back of his ankle.
Yep. That's just garbage.
He's just trying to hurt
garbage.
Him.
Yep.
He's just trying to hurt him. It's not doing it in like an ugly way. But an obvious way that they catch in HD, because those are pretty good cameras for once. Those are not the blue line cameras where you might be able to get away with that. And you see, it just goes all the way down that roster. And then the third period, it just never stops. It never stops. And you see, once again, you saw the St. Louis Blues do this. You saw the Edmonton Oilers do this.
Yep.
Now, Edmonton, it was sad because it took like 9 minutes into that series for it to start.
Yeah.
But it started quick there, and then it just kept going. And, like, there's setting the tone, and there's blah, 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 right? But this wasn't about anything other than being mad.
Yeah.
This was, we are getting the shit kicked out of us. We are not accustomed to this position.
It,
so we're just going to let it fly.
Look, yep. It reinforces what we said at the start of this series. The Tampa Bay Lightning have never faced a team like this Colorado Avalanche in the playoffs. They've never faced a team like this.
Like, the Rangers suck, dude.
I agree.
The Rangers got there through some good breaks along the way in matchups. And, like, a team in Carolina that just wasn't quite ready. But they are not in the same universe as the Colorado Avalanche.
Well,
and so it was, in terms of preparation for this series, Tampa didn't get any. Toronto was as good as it was going to get for them in terms of prep for this. And Toronto's defense...
ain't it.
Just doesn't belong on the same earth. There's a reason those two teams got to where they were. Toronto defensively doesn't have the goods.
And you watch the East Coast playing that hockey, and you're like, oh, man... kind of like muck up hockey.
Yeah.
And then you look at the West where it's a track meet, and there's this old saying that every coach loves to say, speed kills. If you can out skate your opponent, you will win games.
Well, and also,
that's what you're seeing
also
right now.
Also, defense wins championships.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to jerk off the East and how great all their goalies were facing low danger shots all night. Somebody wanted to know in chat at 5v5 tonight, any guesses off the top of our heads how many high danger scoring chances the Tampa Bay Lightning had tonight?
I mean, it's got to be
like one. Three?
No, I'm going one.
Five.
It's one.
One.
Oh. Yeah.
One. In 60 minutes of hockey.
Well, now, the Avs only generated 50. Seven.
It's like 50
but
minutes
when people say speed kill, that doesn't mean just offense.
Yeah,
speed
absolutely.
Kills meaning you get to the puck first. You win those battles because you're there first. It doesn't matter if it's offense, defense.
How many plays tonight did we see Mikko? We saw Bo. We saw MacKinnon.
Yes.
On the back check.
Yeah.
Get back, and Tampa gets nothing because of it.
Scoring chances? Anybody want to venture a guess?
Nope.
It's got to be 5v5
like scoring
16
chances.
To 3.
I think it's going
to
be more than 16. I'd say 21 to 4.
Stick with the 21.
All right, 21 to...
Insider trading
two.
Over here.
It's 21 to 6.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
At 5v5 in the entire
goodness.
Game. The entire game.
Jeez.
0.31 goals, expected goals for created by Tampa Bay.
That is such a dominant performance.
And in the third period, it was 0.02.
Oh boy.
Just shots on goal here. 21-7 at 5v5. That's the Tampa Bay. That is the Tampa Bay Lightning getting bodied. They got thrown in a suitcase and sent on an airplane the early flight back to Tampa Bay. They just didn't know it yet.
You know what sucks? Is the Avs are just getting on the plane and they're going to beat them there.
You know why? Speed kills.
Speed kills.
All right. Let's get into the second period. Let's get into the man of the game, the king of the game, the train of the game, the absolute choo beast, choo. Valerie Nichushkin. Oh, my
no,
God.
No, but awesome performance.
Two tonight. Goals, five shots, two hits. This is, like, genuinely, Joe Sakic has a laundry list of great moves, and somehow this one might be at the top.
Would you put Val Nichushkin ahead of Devontaeves?
It's pretty darn close. It's pretty darn close, man.
In the, well, let's just put it in the finals. Yeah.
In two games, come on.
Well, and I see what Nichushkin is able to do. It's with a variety of line mates at his side, whereas Taves develops alongside or performs alongside Cale Makar. Like, there's definitely some excellence in how those both are going to come out of that. But Nichushkin's had to battle for his top line, second line position throughout the season. And so some of that required him coming into his own on his own.
It's just so tough to compare, especially because the expectations of both of those players when they're coming in, right?
Very different.
Joe Sakic went out and got Devontaeves because he's like, you're a top four defenseman. I want you to be a top four defenseman. Joe Sakic went out and got Val Nichushkin and was like, maybe you'll be an NHL player. I don't know.
August 19th.
But both of them.
So late.
The entire league had a
full month. But both of them are the same thing.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously,
both of them are the same thing where you're expendable by the team that you were playing for.
Of course.
You were expendable.
One of them, the team wanted to keep, but they had to make it. They had to make money choices.
But they made that choice.
The other team paid money for that guy to go away.
Same difference. You got rid of those guys.
but like, if anything, that helps Nuke, right? That helps Nuke case.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the price is in his favor.
Right.
I think the impact is in Taves' favor.
I
think this doesn't matter. And it's just fun to talk about.
Yeah.
And we're not even done. Because arguably the best defenseman in this game could be Josh Manson.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't so close.
Wow.
It was when the game was relevant.
Has there been a single Tampa Bay Lightning defenseman in two games who's played better than what Josh Manson did tonight?
No, not even close.
Where the hell is Victor Hedman?
In all situations,
where is
he was 16-12 for Corsi 4 against Corsi again.
Yeah, but look at the goal category.
Did he show up? Did he get on the plane?
I don't know. I usually
where are we at here?
Did he get Monstarred?
3-0.
Wow.
Monstarred. Did he get space jammed? Did aliens steal his ability to play
Cale
sports?
McCarr's family took him.
Gary Makar went and Monstarred Victor Hedman.
Yeah, they hovered
and put him in Devontaeves' body.
Look, they announced the Norris candidates, and Cale Makar was like, all right, these are the people I need to steal power from.
That was his own personal.
Yeah.
He made like Michael Jordan and said, and I took that personal.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
He's like, oh, you want to give MVP to Karl Malone?
Okay.
I'll see you in the final, big dog. You wanna keep talking about Victor Hedman as the best defenseman in the NHL? All right. My boys and I'll show up and we'll see.
And
we'll see.
He still has one more level to his game. He was a little shaky in the first period.
Yeah.
He was. Defensively, he was a little shaky. He was felt a little out of sorts with the puck. Obviously cleaned it up throughout the game. But he's got another level to go to. And I think you're going to see it.
Dude, we
in the next few games.
Makar, okay. Just double check.
Yeah. We talked about how he's a slow starter getting into series.
Yeah.
Look, he had two goals tonight that were style goals.
Not super relevant.
They were style points and nothing more. They were not meaningful goals. There's going to come up one of these games where Cale Makar's like, yeah, I'm going to be a difference maker while this thing is still competitive.
But he fielded so many questions about why he didn't register a shot on net in game one, and so I think he had an answer for it in game two.
Well.
Yeah. We'll see about that conversation now.
I don't think he's answering those questions tonight.
I don't think so.
Well, and while I agree with Blaze that I do think Makar might have another level, what
he
I
absolutely
love
does.
Is where does he get the job done tonight? On the penalty kill.
He scores a shorthanded goal.
Yeah.
And as it happened. Was it not the most Cale Makar thing ever?
Absolutely.
They get through 45 seconds of a PK. They get done. They finally get control of the puck, and instead of lifting it out there, Cale Makar goes,
I'll take it.
He is in his own zone. His team has four players on the ice, and the other team has five. And he looks around and goes, I've got numbers.
Look.
In his own zone.
Every.
On the PK, I don't want to make too much of a goal that ultimately didn't matter that much. But this is why Cale Makar is who he is. Because.
Every time.
No other defenseman in the world does that. Looks at that situation and says, yeah. Look, let's attack.
Every
yeah,
time.
I have to ice myself.
It's.
I don't need to worry about getting tired because I'll just go down and score, and then I'll go sit on the bench for the rest of the PK.
The five people.
What?
The five people in chat that will appreciate this. Every time I hear Carlos Sainz say the word send it, I think of Cale Makar. All right? That is the embodiment of Cale Makar. We are brought to you by Athletic Greens. You want to know how I recovered my voice from game one? It's Athletic Greens. They bailed me out on that one. They have a bunch of amazing stuff, including 75 different probiotics, a bunch of vitamins, minerals, and other stuff that you can go check out. You can get it at athleticgreens.com/DNVR. You go over there, you use the DNVR code, and you can get a great deal, including they will give you a year's supply of vitamin D when you order, and five travel packs. It's super awesome. It's super easy. You just put one scoop of it in your water every morning, and you're good to go. It'll take care of you. It'll help your immune system. It'll do all of that. It's used by athletes around the world. Highly recommend you go check them out. Oh, my God.
That was superstar shit. You have no idea how hard it is to do what he just did with all that going on in the background.
It's rough. It's rough out here. But again, athleticgreens.com. Go get your stuff today. Absolutely ridiculous. And then when you're feeling good, sometimes you got to do something that might not be the best in the world for you. So go over to Lightshade. Get yourself some THC or CBD, whatever you need. They have you covered at 11 different locations in the Denver metro area. You can use the DNVR code. You can check out online for pickup. Get 25% off select products. Go check it out. Lightshade is genuinely dope. Who got higher? Someone who got an ounce from Lightshade or the score in this hockey game? I don't know. Debatable. So, check out Lightshade. Yeah.
Got him. Marijuanas are dangerous.
Oh, sound like Congress. I mean, you've seen 80s. That video, right, of the person, the Reefer Madness? They jump out the window.
Look, I experimented when I was in college, Blaze.
Oh.
I've tried.
Yeah, here, pot. Can we get a block?
Wow.
Who got blocked?
You'll scroll down and you'll find it.
Third period of the DNVR no. Avalanche podcast.
I'm done with it.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. As we continue through this game, I just have nothing bad to say about the F. So let's go with what you started to talk about, AJ.
Genuinely, you can't pick any of this apart. That's the best game they could play. They played it on the biggest stage against the best opponent you could find.
So,
the best opponent that the NHL's goalie. Format yep. could provide to them, and that's what they just went out and did.
So
look, there's still a whole series left for them to go. They've got two more wins.
Half series.
They have to go into the belly of the beast now.
Of course,
they've
got to
go into the lion's den and make that work. But I tell you what more could you, for one night, what more could you possibly ask for?
But now you're in the sweet spot where it's like, if you steal one on the road, oh, no.
Doesn't this amp you up even more for game three?
It should.
Oh, yeah.
It should.
They're going to be desperate, but you've got blood in the water.
Yep.
And you just saw last series what happens when that team starts to feel good about themselves after a 2-0 deficit. Yep.
Let me ask you this. What does Tampa need to do better? Because honestly, tonight, it felt like that team was at a loss at times.
Absolutely everything.
Top to bottom.
Every single aspect of their gameplay needs to get better. If Vasilevsky has to get better. They're
okay, Siri.
It keeps doing, it's like the fourth time tonight.
I think you're right, but that's a big ask. That's a big ask for a hockey team to come into a game three of a series and be like, hey, look, we have to be better in every imaginable way.
Everything you did in game two has to go away.
Yeah.
Well, and like, you take this game film and you just burn it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you just...
Tampa knows they did everything wrong, right?
You just burn it.
Yeah.
You don't take anything out of this. You know that you're better than this. You know that everything about your game is better than this. You know you are a much better defensive team than this. You know that where it starts for them is they have got to get pucks out of their own zone cleanly. Because all of Colorado, all that speed and everything, it doesn't matter if the Avalanche have to try and dump the puck away, give up possession of it, and then go back and get it, which is what they're not having any problems doing.
They're literally none.
There's no resistance.
And that maybe what impressed me the most from the Avs tonight, obviously it was great top to bottom, but we have seen the one thing where you start getting concerned about the Avs these playoffs is when they struggle to get it out of their own zone.
Yeah.
And they, I can think of maybe twice the entire night that it was much of an issue. They were out clean almost every single time.
One of them turns into a goal the other way.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson just lets a puck float off of his stick. They throw it out in front. Logan O'Connor contests it well enough that...
Yep. That they're gone. They're just gone.
It's a clean break the other way, and he gets an assist.
Yep.
They won. Because Darren Helm just picks a corner and with a great finish.
They won every board battle, tonight. If you watch it, I don't know if there's a time where Tampa Bay came out of the corner with the puck.
Me either.
There was almost a time, and then Tampa turned it over, and then Miko, I think, let's see. it was Tanuk.
And that's... obviously, everything was encouraging about the game tonight, but you look at that and you go, the Avs are just working harder than this hockey team.
And it got worse.
Yeah.
As the game went on, instead of them providing any level of pushback, they just gave up.
Yep.
They were just like, all right, well, we're done.
Yeah.
We're not going to keep trying to fight up this uphill battle. We're at it. Let's get out of here. I think when it got to 5-0, like as
you
the
knew
second
it was pretty
went
toasted,
on, they were like,
know.
All right.
Well, it's funny, after 3, right, I was like, wow, this is where the Avs are going to sit back.
Yeah, I was
going
to bring this up.
And
nope.
They didn't. They didn't at all.
I kept saying, you can't let the team off the mat. Now you have them, they're as on the mat as they've ever been.
They might be under the mat after that game.
They are as on the mat as they've been. They're down 2-0. Now they're down 2-0 to Colorado and down 2-0 to New York is just different.
Very different.
But going back home in each situation, they're like, hey, we're comfortable on home ice. Okay. Well, the team that you're playing is undefeated on the road.
7-0.
They are 7-0 on the road.
and they have
every series that they have won going back 2 decades has been done on the road.
Yep.
You can't remotely feel comfortable if you're Tampa Bay.
And
you have to know, game three could easily just be the series. Because if Colorado wins that,
they get 4 rolls at it.
Yeah.
And you're feeling pretty good there.
Well, and look, it's nothing changes for Colorado. They wake up tomorrow and they say, let's go 1-0 again. Let's go into Tampa and let's win 1 hockey game.
They don't have to win 2 on Monday night.
Yep.
They can't.
Yep.
And that's been their attitude. And frankly, that's been Tampa Bay's attitude. And when it was obvious they weren't winning this one, they shut it down.
Yep.
And they lost their cool. And when you talk about a team that's been there and has seen that and has experienced so much heartbreak, how much of this PTSD does this give them?
Here's the thing. This Tampa core has never experienced this.
That level of success and being on top and being the bullseye.
And getting absolutely BTFO'd.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a new thing for them as much as anything. So, All right, we can get to some super chats here. $10 from Deuce saying this is like an Avs version of the SNL to Bears superfans. Avs versus Team North America, Avs 9-0. Avs versus Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Avs 12-0. Avs versus the Avengers, Avs 5-1. Well, funnily enough, the Avs have a good portion of Avs Team North America, and they have the four Horsemen on their team. So, you know, they kind of just conglomerated those teams into themselves. It works.
Tonight was definitely famine.
Yeah.
Because Tampa Bay didn't score.
The Avs are the plague, confirmed. $5 from Logan. It's official. I have to marry an Avs fan, and I'm naming my first kid Kale. Then my second kid will be named Kale. I don't care if it creates confusion. Go Avs.
You should name the first kid Kale. The second kid Taylor.
Aww.
Yep. I'm okay with it. I'm still here for the Clarence and Stanley, to be honest, but
I'm also down with that. It kind of depends on what your kid having plan is here.
Yeah, true. $5 from Kyle. Tacos!
It's my favorite tweet to send out.
Not even a Brazil tweet, just tacos.
Yeah, there was no Brazil needed.
Nope. $20 from DJ Joe Money. Tampa Bay couldn't even manage the Brazil.
Oh.
Come on, Tampa Bay. Seriously thought a lot left in this series. Seriously, though, a lot left in the series, and a great team still in our way. Stay focused.
Yep.
Let's go, boys.
Absolutely.
$5 from William.
That's
Moose.
It's just going to be the reality of the series, is
yep.
that no matter where
it's
the Avs
are, it's not over till it's over.
The respect for Tampa Bay is absolutely there.
It's over when the Avs win four, or Tampa wins four.
Yep.
But Avs in that driver's seat.
Yep. Great point.
Moose snapped the leash, trampled the fence, gored the zookeeper, nunchucked an armed guard, eye lasered a helicopter.
I'm not sure what zoo
he done
this
got
is.
Loose. What?
Said, I'm not sure what zoo this is.
What kind of moose is this?
What enclosure do they have armed guards and lasers and then helicopters?
I would have an armed guard on a zoo that included a moose that could laser eye people, to be fair. It's,
okay. If there was a moose that could nunchuck me, it's true.
I'd be armed.
I would definitely prefer to have an armed one around, yeah.
$5 from Alex. McKinnon seems hesitant to really shoot on goal this series. What's up? He had a few chances, man. I mean, if I don't think it's been much of a problem.
All the space they're taking away from Nathan McKinnon is going to Val Nichushkin.
I mean, yep. It's going to Val and Landy. Like, Landy had great A chances,
and he's
too.
Passing a little bit more, and then there's just a little bit lack of finish from who he's passing
yeah.
to. But
I agree. And look, that's – look, if they're saying we're going to double Nathan McKinnon, that's a great way to counter it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to beat you.
It.
His line mates can beat you.
He's like, okay, you guys are all over here. Well, guess
the puck's over there.
You're not over there, which is where Val is. And
good
he
luck
has
with
the
that.
Puck, and oh, he just scored again, dude.
$20 from James. Viva la Avalanche.
Viva!
Viva! $6 from Justin. When can we talk about the banana pants?
We're not ready for that.
I don't know what those are.
We're not there for that. Nope.
$5 from Dunkosaurus Rex. Today is my son's 12th birthday, and he wanted to watch the game. Can I get a shout-out for Josiah? Let's go!
Happy birthday,
Josiah. I hope you cherish this time for the rest of your life. Because this is it, bud.
That's an incredible birthday present.
Yep. $5 from Chris. This is basically a Brazil, but better, because there was no one goal against the Avs. Can't believe I'm making that joke, but
Brazilian.
It's the finals. I'll live. I know. $5 from Mike. Thank you very much. £2 from Judgy. Andre Vasilevsky, that is all. Let's fucking go.
Vasilinsky.
Oh, is that Vasilinsky? Is he like, because he's slippery, can't hang onto the puck?
I guess.
That the play?
Yeah.
$10 from the Schick. I just hope you guys realize how important what you do is. I've been a fan of the Avs since 1995 when you were 7, while never living in the state. I've never felt closer to this team than I do now, thanks to you.
That's what we're here for. Literally
when it's over, we'll talk about it. A lot of you have hit us up. We'll talk about it when it's over.
It's literally what's up.
$5 from David. During a Blues series post-game pod, you said we were done with the Turbo Dunks for the year. That is one of the few times I'm happy to say AJ and Rudo were wrong. Yeah, I didn't think they were going to do this to Tampa, but here we are.
Wouldn't have been surprised by it against Edmonton, but
that's
against,
true.
Against Tampa, it's a little more surprising. Yep.
$2 from Kevin. Hold that L, Perry. Go, Avs, go. $10 from Brandon.
Yeah, just fuck Corey Perry.
Amen to that.
One of the will be one of the few Hart Trophy winners to never get in the Hall of Fame.
You don't think he gets in?
Absolutely not.
Just from the character clause?
No, just because he's not good enough. His career hasn't been good enough.
I think it's pretty borderline.
I don't think it's close. I don't think it's within a country mile of the Hall of Fame.
I think it's definitely closer than that.
Definitely not.
$10 from Brandon. Can we talk about how Kemper got called for holding the stick while his hand is in the air?
I'm not going to whine about officiating in a 7-0 game, but what the hell, dude?
there was some wildness.
Real talk.
I.
That was one of those moments I thought Megan was going to stab somebody.
I accepted it for what the point in the game was and whatever they must have seen at ice level. Maybe it looked like he was more involved. I don't know. It's pretty frustrating.
What? Since we're here.
We gotta wrap this up. I gotta pay a visit to Corey Perry.
Does Vassy get a knife tonight, or is this on Vassy?
I said he did. Okay. I know that some of those, he should have had some of those goals back. I do, but he was also just tested so many times that he didn't need to be because of breakdowns happening in front of him that I felt sympathetic.
Okay. All right. Hopefully he stabs Corey Perry, I guess.
I mean, it's hard to win a game when you're the people in front of you don't score a goal.
I'm giving him a plastic knife.
Give him a knife.
$5 from Dylan. I think someone told Helm if he ends a shift without throwing himself into someone, then he has to either retire or go back to Detroit. It was like 7 hits in like 3 minutes.
Awesome. At one point they flashed the graphic and said Darren Helm 1 goal, 10 hits, and it was like 6 minutes of ice time.
The ice time was better tonight for everybody.
I bet that evened out.
$20 from Patrick. Best hockey game I have been to. Okay. Only worth one W. I can read. I promise, chat. Let's get two more. Thought they would adjust. Lol, let's go!
Straight up. I think that's the biggest surprise in the hockey world.
There wasn't that big adjustment.
Is that games one and two happened in the order that they did.
Yeah.
Because that's been game one.
You'd have gotten like, well, it's game one.
It's game one. Team is fired up, blah, blah, blah. And then game two happens, and you're like, woo, close game. Really got to, like, Avs were better, but, boy, things were a lot closer.
Yeah.
That they went in the order that they did, I think, is probably why everybody's like,
well, because you've seen it too, right? Throughout the playoffs, what we've seen with the Avs is first game, just strike and just take it to the team that they're playing.
Yep.
Next game, lot closer.
Yep.
In every series.
Sort of. I mean, the second one was the Connor Ingram game where he had 50 saves.
But still close.
And they lose to St. Louis. And then the second game of Edmonton was the 4-0 handling. Was a shutout.
Yeah.
But still, I'm saying when you put up 7 goals.
Yeah.
And zero in game two.
We talked about how the game two against Edmonton was their best playoff game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
No.
It was tonight.
Now it's this one.
It was tonight.
The narrative from game one is the Avs brought their best. Now Tampa has a chance to respond. I think the Avs brought even better.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tampa got worse.
Tampa did not get
22
better.
Paper dolls, $5. And Megan, this is my appreciation for you. You're so great.
I love this user.
$2 from Craven. The way this game went is how I personally prefer.
Yeah.
It is pleasing.
I will tell you, if the next two games go like that, I mean, obviously they won't, but like, if they were to go like that. I think by the middle of game four, I'd be like.
Okay.
If they're not talked about as the greatest team of all time.
Yeah. If game three is like this, are we just talking about other stuff, drinking the whole time during the pod?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll latch it up for all
you guys. Yeah, maybe, man. Really, maybe.
$10 from Dawson. I know we just housed them, but the New York Rangers also was up 2-0 after a couple thorough housings. They're not out till they're out.
Very true.
I was initially thinking Avs in six, but now I'm thinking five.
Welcome to my side.
$5 from Real Politic. Can we get a shirt of Helm a la Miley Cyrus in the Wrecking Ball video? Actually unclad, swinging
artfully
and smashing
unclad
through a bunch of team. Artfully?
Yeah.
Man, I really can't read.
It's pretty far away.
It is. It's really far away.
It is what it is.
I don't need to see a naked daddy. I'm good.
I love the crossover, though, the Miley Cyrus.
I just want...
I just want
a Helm... Or, I'm sorry.
You want Nuke?
I just want a Nuke shirt.
Yeah.
Where it's just the chain.
Yeah.
Guy who designs t-shirts wants a shirt.
I'm going to make it.
Well, I'm like, what I'm saying.
Like, do we just dive into jewelry if the Avs do re-sign Nuke? Do we just release a gold chain?
The guy's hot right now, and he's a free agent. We could give this the Kadri treatment. You know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
$5 from Triscuit. Avs played an absolute perfect game. Let's bring the cup home. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Go Avs.
Happy Father's Day to Darren Helm.
Father's Day's Monday?
No.
It's
Monday.
It's tomorrow.
Bud.
I was one day off.
What?
It's close. 20. I'm not a dad, so why would I know?
You haven't had a dad.
I haven't had to think about Father's Day in 20 years.
$20 from Jamie. Good vibes and sexy pizza.
Love it.
Let's go.
Yep. I wish. We didn't have any sexy pizza.
Yeah,
they
didn't show up today. Unfortunate.
Sounded like a crazy story, though.
Yeah, that some stuff went down, apparently.
I was supposed to deliver it, but neither showed up.
Yeah. They were afraid. They didn't want to get near you.
I don't blame them.
$13 from Dan, who just says, Nuke.
Yep, that's perfect.
Fair enough.
Perfect.
$5 from Dawson. Another one, but I just wanted to say that Kale is at minus 180 for the Conn Smythe, and Nuke is at plus 2,000.
I don't even think Nuke is a top three for the
Hammering
Avs.
Nuke as we speak. I think it probably goes Kale, Miko, and then after that, whatever.
But yeah, I think it'll be Kale, Miko, Mac in some order.
Yeah. $20 from Patrick. Did we already do this one? Yeah, we definitely already did this one.
I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you anyway, Patrick. $20 from Kevin. 2022 specifically, in honor of the 2022 NL champ Mammoth. Let's go, Avs.
Yeah.
And let's go, Mammoth. Let's bring a third tile to Mile High.
Love the jersey. Wojtkowski.
Easy life.
Tattletown.
Hockey town. State of Hockey Town, Title Town, USA.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's go.
$7 from Ryan. Seven for a 7-0 win and one hell of a birthday gift for me.
Nice.
Proudest Av Nord moment for me.
Happy
Man, you guys,
birthday.
The Gemini crew really is out here, isn't it? It's still Gemini, right?
Yeah.
For a couple more days?
Yes.
Okay. $5 from Tom. Turn the lights off. Carry me home.
Love it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's what? Like, next, like, Thursday?
Yeah. The 20th.
$5 from Avalanche. Oh, we're halfway there.
I wasn't going to do it.
Not a good Bon Jovi person, but $1 from the real Peter Worrell. Thank you very much.
Always with just the dollar, and that's
yep,
it.
Yep, just the $1.
Very generous, Peter.
$5 from Kyle. Is it bad I want this to go five for the sole purpose of skating around Ball Arena with Lord Stanley's cup? Look, man.
Yes.
I'll take it however I can get it.
Look, yes. Yeah. You just want your team to win.
Yep.
You don't care about...
Raise it wherever.
Where. Yeah. Yes. You where? Don't care.
Because it'll always come back.
Yep.
Here.
You don't care. It is
going to be... The parade will be there.
The parade
way.
Will yeah. be here.
It will go right down that road, right there.
The parade will be here.
$5 from Mike Stevenson. Can I get Ivaca TV thing in Canada?
Ivaca in Canada.
Go Avs. No.
No,
you can in like Idaho, I believe, and Iowa.
Nice.
There's some places you can, but not
like,
Canada.
Like wannabe Canada?
Yeah, basically.
Nice.
$5 from Miss Truly. That chart looks like a crime scene.
It's true.
And $5 from Grapey? Great P? Is it Grapey or Grapey?
Grapey.
Are we playing football? My God. These abs are different. Thanks for all you guys do.
We joked earlier this year about which team would finish with more touchdowns.
It might be the abs.
I didn't know that we were going to have to count
the playoff
ones.
Yeah. And then a couple of legends of the show here. Randy with the 50. Tampons got flushed. Two more wins, and we can close the seat on this.
We can enjoy a team winning games in the Stanley Cup Final without any level of sexism.
Yeah,
guys.
I don't. Also, like, comparing the Stanley Cup Finals to a toilet bowl is not it. I don't think.
Yeah, but you can't revere the trophy.
Yeah.
That garbage trophy.
It's not.
Compare it that way.
Anyway, $100 from Drew. Wham goes the Av hammer, so I guess we've got the answer to what the Av's A game looks like. All this, and Mac is still a bit snake bit, so what does Tampa Bay do when he gets on the board? Two more to go, ladies and gents. Yeah?
I mean, it really, like, the conversation is when Mac eventually gets on the board, if he does. It's probably going to come at the expense of a Darren Helm goal, right? Like, you're trying to trade them here. Because you're not expecting to get seven where your whole lineup gives you goals.
Yep.
It's probably a Josh Manson doesn't score. Nathan MacKinnon gets a goal instead. You know, you're trying to get those three or four every game is the goal, to get to that three or four. And then... like, that's, you know, it comes at the expense of one of the depth guys, usually, is how it works. If it doesn't, then you just win 5-0 every night, and life is really easy.
I mean, we'll see how the rest of the series plays out. But, hey, either way, the Avs are up 2-0. We appreciate all y'all. Any final thoughts on Game 2 on the series so far?
I mean, depth players... Right? You always talk about it. You got to have scoring. They've got to contribute to be winners. And they're doing it right now.
Well, and Tampa Bay Stars have now combined for one highlight reel. Stamkos has done nothing. Yep. Victor Hedman has gotten brutalized in this series.
Yep.
Kucherov and Palat had one great shift, one great play in two games. And to be honest with you, Bednar didn't chase matchups.
Yep.
He just rolled.
He took them. Yeah.
Yeah. So there isn't a major home ice advantage tactical change coming from the Lightning in terms of who those guys are going against. They've just got to play better.
Yeah.
Like, look, we might be looking at them. Maybe they were the ones that are running out of gas the way that the Rangers did. Maybe the toll of... that six-game series, it was physical, it was slow, it was very grindy.
Yeah.
Maybe that took its toll, and maybe they're just tired. Maybe they just had a really, really bad couple of days. And that they're, because certainly we know.
They're better than that. Yeah.
That they haven't come close to playing their best game yet. But it doesn't really matter. They're running out of time.
Yeah.
Half of the leash is gone.
Yep.
And now they have to win. They have to win Game 3.
Yep, absolutely.
They have to win Game 3. All of the pressure shifts to them, which is where they're quite comfortable.
Sure, but it's not. And look, I'm sure they're only looking at it one game at a time as well. But if they lose either of Game 3 and 4, they're in trouble. They have to win both at home.
It gets easier to win Game 4 if they win Game 3.
Of course, of course.
Because it's something for them to build on. It's hey, we've had success. This is all about now Monday night. Monday night now becomes Colorado wins this, and we're on the verge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tampa Bay wins this, and you're back into a series.
Yep. I don't know if Yaya missed a super chat or not, but there's like 1,300 of you in here, so
yeah.
We're sorry if it slipped through the cracks, but we appreciate you. Yeah, there's just too many of you, which is a good thing. But anyway, yeah. Megan, final thoughts?
I think Tampa resets for game three. I think they almost throw the tape away from this one. And they are a team that throughout their other series has been able to, they generally don't play or at least appear to play out of desperation. We saw a little more motion than we're used to seeing them today. I think that just resets for game three, and it's still going to be difficult for Tampa to come up with answers to the problems that they had tonight, especially with how well the Avalanche played. But yeah, I think they have to win game three, or we're talking, it's a completely different conversation.
Yeah, look, make no mistake about it. Vassie didn't play great tonight, but any given night, that dude can show up and make your life really hard.
He plays well under pressure, so I think we're just, a different team shows up game three for Tampa.
There is, the Avs might have him on the mat, they might have the shovel in hand, but you still got to dig the grave and bury them deep.
Right?
Dude.
If you don't put them in it, they'll make you pay.
I'm sorry, but right now they're sitting in that grave.
It's.
You still got to fill the thing before they get up then.
The leash is running out, just like you said.
Yeah, for sure.
The time is running out.
Yep. So we're going to get out of here for the night. We appreciate all of y'all so very, very much. We're off tomorrow. Of course, live Monday pregame, watch along, postgame, the whole thing. We hope you'll tune in for all of that. Obviously, we'll be talking Avs everywhere all the time. We love you, and we will talk to you on the next one.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.